Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny, a little bit warmer, high of about 74 degrees. Right now, the fog is gone in Kenosha. It's clear skies and 50 at this hour, 45 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, the temperature is 58, and in Racine, we're partly cloudy and 54 degrees. An armed robbery suspect was taken into custody last night in connection with a holdup at the Phillips 66 gas station and convenience store on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. The man found in a vehicle during a search of the area. Robbery occurred at about 9 p.m. The suspect, wearing a mask, demanding money at knife point, then running away. Last observed going into a makeshift car lot on Willow Road, just north of Durand, Sturtevant. Mount Pleasant police officers arrived, created a perimeter, then started searching, including that parcel with all the vehicles, and the man was observed inside one of them. Up until that point, a Kenosha police canine had been requested along with the Air One helicopter and third shift officers to report early. Everything was canceled, though, before 10 p.m. Virginia TV station WDBJ began today's 5 a.m. newscast with the photographs of the victims of yesterday's tragic on-air shooting, the reporter Allison Parker and her photojournalist Alan Ward. Parker's boyfriend, the evening anchor at the station, Chris Hurst, says this is a situation that has just so many questions.
I now join so many thousands of other Americans who cannot explain why their loved ones were taken from them. And when you ask me how I'm doing, I can't explain why either. I have no idea how I'm doing.
After displaying the photos of Parker and Ward, anchor Kim McBroom came on and told the audience, "We come to you with heavy hearts." Similar to what happens with law enforcement when one of their own is taken and there's outside help to cover when the services take place, three reporters from the state of Missouri came to Virginia in that community to help out at that little TV station while the employees there are in mourning. Racine County judges have named Clerk of Circuit Court Deputy Administrator Sam Christensen to fill out the remainder of the late Rose Lee's term in office, which will be January of 2019. Lee died last month at the age of 64 after suffering a bleeding aneurysm. Christensen had been running the office since their passing. Chief Judge Alan Torhorst says Christensen has demonstrated leadership and management skills and earned a reputation with courthouse staff, members of the bar, and the public for his professionalism and service. In the same news release, Christensen says, "I am honored to be appointed to serve Racine County as the next clerk of court, and I look forward to serving the needs of the judiciary and the residents." Outgoing Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Secretary Reed Hall says a couple of critical state audits of the agency did not play a role in his decision to retire. He took over as the chief executive in the fall of 2012, noting that they focused on a period of time before he was even in charge of that agency.
I wear the mantle of that. I know that. I've known that for some time. We've made great strides and progress in the organization, which I'm very, very proud of.
He plans to officially retire from the agency at the end of September. Nobody from the company was there, and the Racine City Plan Commission once again voted to receive and file a conditional use permit request for a CVS pharmacy at the southeast corner of Ohio Street and Washington Avenue. Same decision made by the panel a couple of weeks ago, but sent back by the Common Council, which had previously denied the rezoning. Alderman Jim Kaplan urging the planning group to reconsider, pointing out CVS and a move from West Racine could actually benefit two areas in the city.
I don't know what else you can do if you have to receive and file it, and we make a motion at the council level, but I just would like to tell everybody on the planning commission that this is very, very important to Racine, and everybody I talk to, they say it seems to be a no-brainer. Why would you throw profitability away?
Commissioner Tony Varent said there's really nothing they can do on the permit request without the rezoning.
So really our only option is to receive and file. I mean, we could deny this, but then it's saying no to them for a year. So I'd like to make a motion that item 14-10787 be received and filed.
Council will again consider the receive and file vote of the Plan Commission at its next meeting, during which Alderman Henry Perez has a communication going in about reconsideration of the council's previous vote to deny the CVS rezoning. And five local municipalities still have among the highest unemployment rates in Wisconsin, according to the new figures out from the State Department of Workforce Development. The jobless rate in Racine stayed the highest at 8.3% in July, a 7/10 of a percent increase from June. Milwaukee was number two in the state at 7.2%. Mount Pleasant's figure was at 5.9%, Kenosha at 5.6%, Caledonia at 5.4%, and in Oak Creek it was 4.1%. For Racine County, the jobless rate for July, 6.3%, that's up 0.2%, 5.2% in Kenosha County, down 0.2%. A former teacher and volleyball coach at Kenosha Unified's Bullen Middle School has accepted a plea agreement to allegations of having sexual relations with a student. Chris Hemba charged earlier this year after police learned of his relationship with the girl. He pled guilty to a felony charge of sexual assault of a student by a school staff member. The deal dismisses a felony count of exposure to a child, that is, and a misdemeanor count of sex with a child 16 and older. He resigned from the school job. He'll learn his punishment from Kenosha Judge Bruce Schrader the afternoon of October the 12th. In Racine County Circuit Court, a pharmacy technician at the Walgreens on Washington Avenue on the west side, who had some legal issues involving her child this past spring, now stands accused of stealing OxyContin from the store. 27-year-old Angela Eisenbart facing two counts each of possessing a narcotic drug, misdemeanor theft, and bail jumping. Court documents had pharmacy officials starting to notice a shortage of the OxyContin inventory last December, so they started to monitor the surveillance video. Eisenbart was reportedly seen cupping some of the drugs in her hand and filling prescriptions on two occasions at the same time. When confronted, she reportedly walked out before police got there. She'll be back in court next month for her preliminary hearing. Back in April, she pled no contest to a couple of charges for not sending her child to school. 26 additional counts were dismissed. She was fined and ordered to spend some time in jail. It's an attempt to determine what can be done to ease the shortage of mental health services in Kenosha County, a study going to be conducted by a consultant working with the county's Human Services Department. The county board held a committee of the whole meeting on the issue last night, concern highlighted by a projected deficit in the county's budget for such services. Supervisor Terry Rose says without facilities, it is unlikely Kenosha County is going to be able to attract the needed psychiatric professionals to come do the job.
It would be like being a surgeon coming to a community without an operating room. Is that likely? It's not. So we can talk about psychiatrists and nurses and all of that, but until we bring back Aurora and United Hospital into this discussion, I don't think we're going to get anywhere.
No hospital beds in Kenosha County for those who need emergency inpatient mental health treatment. Racine St. Luke's hospitals reduced the number of available beds, and there's a severe shortage of psychiatrists, resulting in an increase in the number of folks placed into the more expensive state facilities. It's hoped that the study on the mental health services issues for Kenosha County can be completed in a few months. The county board will then be updated. A rock music festival in Caledonia, Mount Pleasant Memorial Park last Saturday had a few critics. Folks living nearby, they claim to have heard a little too much noise and objectionable song lyrics, so a post-event review will be taking place tonight by the Joint Parks Commission. There were more than three dozen bands involved, and while a handful of arrests were made, Caledonia Police Chief Toby Shy says it went fairly well. Park Superintendent Jim Svoboda says they'll discuss the neighbor concerns, what worked, what didn't with the event, and hope that it can return. And another attempt is going to be made to hold a full meeting of the Racine Unified School Board next Monday evening. No issues, though, like the handbook or wage enhancements to possibly derail votes on the outstanding issues from two previously called gatherings. Meanwhile, Caledonia Representative Tom Weatherston and Senator Van Wongard now pushing a bill that would allow the president of a school board to appoint somebody to fill a board vacancy if it's been more than 60 days. That in response to Racine Unified situation and a tie vote on a couple of candidates. WRJN.com, our webpage. You can get our podcasts whenever you want. Go to the local news section. At WRJN News is where you get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.